Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. Did you know that you can use WinApp Driver to easily add UI tests for your Windows applications? WinApp Driver is a UI test automation service for your Windows apps. It's built on an open standard, and it was released a year ago at Build. And since then, it's been iterating and improving. And we've had many of you pick it up and use it and give us great feedback, and thank you for that. So why are we investing in UI testing? Well, when you have UI tests, you're testing the same way a user is interacting with your application. And this is very valuable and complementary to having functional tests. And when you have these type of tests, you're able to catch bugs that can lead to one-star reviews, and you want to get those before they hit your customer. With UI tests, you can also iterate quickly with confidence, knowing that as you make bug fixes and add features, you have these tests running to catch issues that might come up. And the more automation you have in place, the less manual testing you need to do. So why is WinApp Driver built on an open standard? Well, for starters, the community has been asking for this, asking to use Appium to test Windows apps. And Appium uses WebDriver with some extensions for app testing. WebDriver was started for browser site testing. An open standard enables you then to access all the tools that already exist in this ecosystem. And this is especially valuable if you're familiar with specific languages or test runners, and now you can use those to test your Windows applications. And standardizing simplifies, and simplicity is our friend here. As you're looking at more devices and additional platforms you may be trying to get your application on, one of the things that is really going to help you is having one test framework that you can use across all your targets. So WinApp Driver is participating in a vision for having one standard, a generalized WebDriver protocol that you can use to automate everything across devices, platforms, websites, applications, hybrid apps, you name it. And this is being discussed right now a great deal, and we have leaders in the Appium community voicing their wish that the industry would get behind this vision, and we're definitely behind it. I highly recommend checking out these talks. So some highlights over the past year. You can use WinApp Driver with Selenium and Appium tools. In fact, Appium installs WinApp Driver for you on Windows. So when you run a test targeting Appium, those tests get proxied to WinApp Driver. And this, again, is because WinApp Driver supports that WebDriver protocol. You can also test any type of application. And this is because WinApp Driver uses UI automation APIs. And in a very similar way to how your accessibility tools, the narrator, interact with your application. So if you're making your application accessible, you're also making it testable. You can also test outside of your app window. If you want to interact with the taskbar or the start menu, you can. And you can have multiple sessions at once. So if you have multiple processes and you want to have a test that interacts with multiple windows and processes, you can do that. So what's new with WinApp Driver? Well, single touch. This is one finger on the screen and moving around. And multi-touch, pinch and zoom gestures. We will be taking the beta label off very soon. And there's a lot more in the works. So now I'd like to show you these new touch APIs that you can interact with and how they work. All right, here we are in Visual Studio, and I'd like to show you how you can use these new touch APIs. The first thing I'd like to show you is that this is actually not a very long set of code, 70 lines. And in 70 lines, you can open an app and interact with it. It doesn't take a lot of work. We have a couple dependencies. We use the Microsoft Test Runner and the Appium.NET Driver NuGet package. The first variable here is the IP address and port where WinApp driver is running. And if we look at WinApp driver here, you can see that it's on localhost in that port. Next, we have a test session object and the path to the application that we're going to be testing. And it's quite simple. You set up a capability object with the path to your app. You then start the session and you're on your way. At the end of the test, you have a teardown where your app then gets closed. Now, for single touch, you create a remote touchscreen object, and then it is just a down, move, and up call. You have IntelliSense here. We can add a move in between the down and the up. Like that. Let's make it in order. You don't have to have the moves in between downs and ups. WinApp driver will put incremental movements between two points. Okay, so it's a short amount of code here to do the touch, single touch. And then for multi-touch, it's zoom and pinch on the session with the center point of where you want that gesture to happen. So to show you how this works, we're going to interact with Edge. And after we open up Edge, we're going to navigate to the Channel 9 website. And on my left here, I have the test runner, and we'll go ahead and run both of these tests. So Edge is opening up. It's going to find that address bar and type in the URL. And then we should see a drag, and then a zoom and a pinch back. Great. Another way that we can show what's happening with these touch APIs is let's change this test to interact with Paint. And we don't need this code anymore because so we'll just rebuild our test and run it again. And the nice thing with Paint is we can see these interactions happening on the canvas. So the drag now shows as a line being drawn. And then you have your multi-touch gestures where the fingers are going apart or together. Okay, let's go back to let's wrap it up. So that's what's new with WinApp Driver. Please visit the project page where you can get more samples and docs and videos that have been recorded over the last year on WinApp Driver. We love it if you can talk to us on the issue board, tell us what's working, what you need more of, what bugs you need fixed. And thank you for watching.